Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says states and territories have endorsed the government's Thriving Kids program, promoting early intervention for children with mild disability. The agreement was reached during a national cabinet meeting on Friday, where federal, state and territory governments finalised a hospital funding deal. This was in exchange for states and territories picking up more of the cost of disability services, such as the NDIS, as well as $2 billion in funding from states and territories for the Thriving Kids program. Minister Butler challenged the idea that the program will place the burden of care on families.
Now, there was a life before the NDIS. The NDIS has only been in place for a little over a decade. And before that time, all of the services that we're really talking about through the Thriving Kids program did exist at a state level. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's been quite well understood that the best thing you can do for a child who is not hitting developmental milestones is to provide parents with support to support their own children.